Well, the incredible result that we've been mentioning all morning, and we'll get Rob's thoughts on it, but I don't know whether they've sent a scare through the Liverpool camp. Manchester City, 6-0 over Chelsea. Did anyone see this coming? Morning, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy, TK. No. anyone who tells you they saw a 6-0 absolute thrashing coming, and it could have been more, would be telling porkies, but I'll tell you what, at the end of Terry, he'll be gone.
Right.
At the end of the season, that's the first thing. And the other thing is, what a statement.
Yeah.
It's a massive statement.
Rob, I look at that result, and now the momentum that Manchester City has compared to the loss of momentum Liverpool has, but now we've got like a two-week break. We've got all those clubs are in action in the Champions League starting Wednesday and then the second round on Thursday morning, or the second lot of games on Thursday morning. I bet you Man City would love to just keep on going now and just steamrolling their way to the championship victory in the English Premier League.
Listen, TK.
Yeah.
Mate,
no,
they're not there yet.
Yours to lose.
I'll give you a tip, right? I'll give you a tip that if Liverpool win every game, they'll be champions.
Mate, don't worry about that. Manchester City are a juggernaut at the moment, and your mob, Liverpool, are just the collars around the neck, three sizes too small.
I know Jimmy's sitting next to you, grinning like a Cheshire cat.
Next game. United, what's next game,
he's
Rob?
He's a United fan, and this is how sad United fans are. How sad they are. They would prefer to see Manchester City champions than Liverpool.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Would they? In their own city.
It's a tough decision.
And I know this is a fact because I've got many mates who are Man United fans and they can't bear the thought of Liverpool winning the title. True or not, Jimmy?
To be honest, I'd prefer Tottenham to win.
They're not winning.
Wait a second. I'll hear a lot of stupid comments today, but I doubt if I'll hear one as stupid as that one. But, okay, you did say you'd prefer.
Yes.
But, listen, diehard Man United fans, I know they would much prefer, they want to see Man City win it, not Liverpool. But, look, wow, 6-0 over Chelsea.
Yeah.
Forget about Chelsea being in a bad spot. We know Sarri's been under pressure and they've had up and down results, but still, that's the death knell for the coach, and that's a massive, massive statement from Manchester City and Liverpool. You talk about momentum, and of course, Man City are going to play Schalke. They'll play away in the first league, and of course, Liverpool have got a massive game against Bayern. It's going to be interesting to see, in particular, how Klopp, and Guardiola to a lesser extent, play it. I think Guardiola, I don't think we know because he's made that statement. He's desperate for the Champions League. If someone said to Guardiola, let Liverpool win the title and you can have the Champions League, he'd take it.
Ooh.
He wants the Champions League because he wants that recognition around Europe, that he's won the Champions League with an English club because he's obviously done it, with Barcelona. So, it's a tricky situation, and for Klopp, injuries to Liverpool, it was a good win. Very good win from Liverpool. 3-0 at home to Bournemouth, expected. But still, they dropped points in the two games before, so there was a bit of pressure on them. Liverpool has just got to concentrate on what they're doing. They can't look, you say, does this send a shockwave? Well, it does to the Liverpool fans, I'm sure. But I'm sure Klopp, inside that bubble, which you get, and that's what will happen more and more, now, as the season wears on, to keep everything inside that siege mentality, and the players need to focus on what they're doing, not what the other team's doing.
Mm. All right, closer to home, the A-League, Perth Glory 2-1 over the Melbourne Victory. Controversy in that one with the free kick. And what was your thoughts on that? To me, looking at it, I don't think he could have got his hand out of the way, could he?
No, I think he sort of hooks it around. Initially, it hits his hand, but then he sort of nearly hooks his arm away. I thought it was dead penalty. I thought, no, I had no issue with that. I mean, it was definitely a pen. Perth were good. Victory desperately searched for an equaliser. What I think it shows is Victory, and Perth would be the same. I mean, they did have Keogh on the bench, but, if they're missing three of their players, it's not the same, although he has got them wonderfully organised, and that's pretty much the Premier's plate, I would say, for Perth.
Mm.
But Victory, you know, they need their big stars fit. And when I say that, Honda came on. You can argue it was too late. And Toivonen, who's missing as well. So they need those two. I still think they're the best team in the competition. And still the favourites to be champions if those two are fit and playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that doesn't all go well for Sydney FC. That was, well, lacklustre's a term that comes to mind, but giving up, what, two goals in the last 14 minutes against the Brisbane Roar, Rob?
Yeah, well, Rebel, we're talking about this and giving the tips, and I said Sydney, if you remember, on Friday, TK, and I did say, well, Brisbane are going to win one sooner or later, and that's the problem for Sydney. And you know, I said they're probably going to win it, and it'll probably be at home when they win it. Sydney were comfortable, took the lead, and Brisbane... Yeah, and then they took their foot off the pedal. I know it's something we always say, it's a bit of a cliche, take the foot off the pedal, but they literally did. And you could see Brisbane clawing their way back into the game. To be brutally honest, once they got the equaliser, I thought there was only ever going to be one winner, and it was them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony Pignata.
Where's Laurie?
Loz has got the Indigenous All-Stars game down in Melbourne. So I think TK and Loz will be on air Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, but what's he doing? Is he playing?
No, he's coaching.
He's coaching them.
Well, you can't get another coaching gig after what he did with Origin.
Oh, you're brave enough to say it now. This will get back to him, you know.
They were unlucky.
I thought he was unemployable.
What about that? What about that? Now, look.
I hope he's listening.
Hey, Robbie, looks like we're going to learn a lot more about, well, Alan Stajic's going to speak later on this afternoon, holding a press conference. He's spoken out in the... to Ray Gatt in the Australian newspaper this morning. Oh, now. Sorry. He's going to go on with it. He's going to make a fight of this.
Well, good on you, man. Well,
yeah.
And look, you're ahead of me, as you two should be, and everyone around there, Nick and Jono. Is Nick around?
Yeah, Nick's.
Yeah, Nick's here.
Yeah, don't say hello to him. You've probably read the article. I haven't read it yet, so I'm looking forward to... we want to hear what Stajic's got to say, for sure.
Yeah.
Is he deserving of... he's called for an inquiry.
He wants an inquiry.
Probably whether it's his job or...
But... Now, listen to me right now.
Okay, I'm listening.
There should be... I've said it already, and I will say it again. With what's gone on with the Matildas, they get a lot of government money, government funding. What's gone on in there is absolutely scandalous. And the FFA should be... And the sports minister should get involved, and the government should get involved. And yes, there should be an inquiry and an investigation as to exactly what happened with Alan Stajic.
Robbie,
I don't disagree with you.
I think everybody probably agrees with you. Yep. Just an explanation would be good. You take a side from 13 in the world to 4 in the world. You've got the World Cup coming up in only 4 months' time in Paris. You already had discussions regarding bonuses as far as the World Cup was concerned, and then 3 weeks after that, you get the result. So I think he's entitled to an explanation. Robbie, we look forward to getting your views tomorrow as well.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Bye.
There he goes. Robbie Slater, all ears, really, for Alan Stajic.
Yes.
There'll be some legal restrictions, I would imagine, maybe, because he's been paid out as well. Now, whether that always comes into it, lawyers will always come into it. That's what the FFA are hiding behind at the moment.
So was there a confidentiality clause around that?
There normally is. We'll give you the money, but if you come out and tell everyone we're a pack of bastards, you're not going to get that money.
If you accept the confidentiality clause but then call for an inquiry,
maybe
having your cake and eating it too.
This is that little bit of short-term pain, which may be, all right, well, you can keep the final few months of your deal because of the long-term damage that's done to Alan. Future employment opportunities.
Has he become unemployable?
Well, not in my eyes, but, he'd have to go in and explain everything to everybody, what happened at the Matildas, and he'd say, well, I don't know.
And then you'd get his version.
That's
right.
So
you go, well, hang on, if I'm an employer, I need to go and find out the other version as well.
So he's on the front foot now. He's got the backing of the Coaches Association.
Yep.
So we look forward to hearing from Alan Stajic. And we just want, if they had grounds, the FFA, good luck to them.
Yeah.
If they didn't have grounds.
Trouble.
There could be trouble looming.